Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I fucking love this podcast. I love doing the podcast. I enjoy that people listen to the podcast. I enjoy certain comments I get from time to time about it, but I don't really talk about it much when I'm out and about. I don't talk about it much at work because I think it's a terrible fucking idea. I don't really talk about it if I'm with family members. I don't bring it up that much. My thought process is that I'll let you know it exists. And you know what? That's pretty much it. I'm not going to hound you to fucking listen to it. I would like you to, and if you do, great. Otherwise, you go about your fucking business. And that's usually how I fucking treat it. It's been around a couple years at this point, which is fucking insane. And we're, you know, more than 200 episodes in. So that's pretty fucking crazy. Like, when I think about it, how long I've been doing it, how long it's been around, and how it's still fucking rolling along with people giving a shit about it, it makes me fucking happy because I like it and it helps my fucking anxiety, and I just think it's cool. I'm getting to a point where people I don't know are fucking tuning into it somehow. Just like random people at my fucking job, and I find that strange because they'll come up to me and they'll be like, hey. And I'll turn around and I'll see some fucker I've never seen before. And I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, hey, I'm Todd. And I just want you to know that I listen to your podcast. Thanks, buddy boy. They're not telling me because they think I'm some kind of like pseudo celebrity. They're just letting me know. They're like, hey, buddy, I listened to it and it was fucking cool. And I just think it's cool that they're telling me that. But I don't know how to take any kind of fucking praise. So I just make it as awkward as possible. But that's been happening. And it's very strange to me. I think it's fucking cool, but it's very strange. I was camping the other day. I was at Letchworth State Park. Now, when I say camping, I don't really go fucking camping. Here's how this works. My cousins will often go camping. And then my aunt will be like, hey, we're going to be in fucking Letchworth this weekend. And then they'll give me like 4 days. They're like, we're going Thursday through fucking Sunday. And I'll be like, I'll be up on Saturday. And I fucking drive my ass up Saturday. I'm there for like 5 hours and I get the fuck out of there. I don't fucking set up a tent. I don't fucking camp there. I don't fucking stay there. It's not that I dislike camping. I enjoy camping. And back in the day, I would go with them to places and maybe stay a few days. That's a fucking different time though. I was with my ex at the time, so I was going with somebody, and I didn't have to fucking die about a cat, and, you know, there's just a lot more shit that fucking goes on, and, you know, I don't know how long I can fucking stay at a place. Sometimes I go there, I get my fill, I fucking chill out for a while, and I gotta get the fuck out of there. So that was what was going down the other day, like Letchworth. Letchworth's my favorite fucking place. I fucking love going to Letchworth, and we're sitting around the campfire. Another thing I fucking love, you can't beat that shit. And I don't even know how the podcast came up, but I was talking about, like, Facebook. Or my aunt was talking about Facebook. My aunt's in her fucking 60s because she's my fucking aunt. And she mentioned like something on Facebook the other day. She's got her own fucking Facebook profile, which is adorable. And I don't know why the fuck she brought up Facebook, but she brought it up and said something about like posting a picture or some bullshit. I was like, yeah, I'll fucking post that. And I was like, or she was complaining about it. And I just made a comment. I was like, yeah, I don't really use it for too much. You know, I talk to my buddies on there. I put my podcast up and she's like, oh, I know. I've listened to them. Oh, what do we got here? I was like, you've listened to them, huh? It's pretty good shit, huh? She's like, yeah, some of them. You know, she wasn't fucking around. Like, some of these motherfuckers she does not like. She's probably listening to this right now thinking, this is on that fucking list, you fucking asshole. These are the ones. These are the ones I don't fucking like. And then, like, grandma speaks up. And grandma's like, they won't let me listen to it. Like, you wait a second. You don't like grandma listen to the podcast? And grandma, in her fucking 80s, grandma's like, well, but what do you think? I'm so pure, I can't handle it? And I, you know, grandma's got a point there because I fucking talk like this in front of fucking grandma. I mean, I don't give a shit. I'll get into the fucking nitty gritty with grandma. I don't give a fuck. Grandma knows. Grandma knows if she asks me a question, I'm bringing it fucking hot and bringing it fucking heavy. Grandma's been around a long time. She's heard fucks. You know what I'm saying? She says fucks. So she's upset. She's like, you know, I'm fucking old. I'm not fucking pure. I can't fucking figure the computer out, so I can't play that shit on my own, and they don't fucking let me listen to the podcast. I find the fact that they're trying to keep grandma away from the podcast, it's amazing to me. I fucking love every second of it. And then my aunt's like, you don't need to be listening to some of that shit. It's almost like they're talking to like a fucking child, you know what I mean? Like, child wants to watch like an R-rated movie or, you know, a fucking porno or some shit. They're like, you don't need to be watching any of that shit. Get off the fucking screen. That's not how sex works. You don't need to see all that fucking violence. But like with me, like what is she trying to keep grandma away from? I don't know, like what is so fucking terrible? And then she's like, you know, some of the shit you say about the family? And I think to myself, ooh, yeah, that's right. Grandma is my dad's mom. Grandma's not gonna like the fact that I trash that motherfucker. Cause I do, because I fucking hate him. So this episode right here, this has just been placed on the do not play for grandma list. My aunt has a catalog. How many fucking episodes can we play for grandma? How many can we not? And I think there are 0 on the playlist. And as of right now, there are over 200. Approximately 220, I think, on the ones that we got to keep away from grandma. I think it's funny. You get to a certain age, Actually, I don't know if you get to a certain age, but like there's a certain age of people that like technology, like fuck it, they're just not gonna get it. Like I remember trying to show grandma like shit on the computer. Like grandma, okay, double click the mouse. What? Like click that motherfucker real fast. Click. No, you gotta double click it. Click it twice. Click. Click. No, you gotta click. You gotta click it twice, but fast. Click. Click. No, it's not that grandma. It's not fast enough. Like I can't do it. It's like the simplest fucking task. So like once you get to the point, like you know what? I can't figure out how to double click the mouse. I'm not gonna fucking be able to figure out how to get to those goddamn podcasts. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, and maybe grandma's gonna be back or make her first appearance. I mean, I guess she hasn't been around once, so she hasn't been back yet, but maybe she'll be around. But Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when the new episodes come out. Every episode's on Podbean. You can go to the website or the app for that. Download that fucking app. I am on Google Play. I'm on Apple Podcast. I'm on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. I'm also on Facebook. I'm going to keep putting the podcast in the timeline for you.